Birdseye Frosted Foods present Birdseye Open House, starring Dinah Shore with her special guests, Joseph Cotton and Bill Goodwin. And now here's Dinah.
Well, it's only a paper moon sailing over a cardboard sea, but it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me.
Believe me.
It's only a canvas sky hanging over a muslin tree, but it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me.
Baby,
without your love, it's a honky-tonk parade. The Barnum and Bailey word, just as phony as it can be, but it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me.
Without your love, it's a honky-tonk parade. Without your love, it's a melody played in a penny arcade.
It's the Barnum and Bailey word.
Ladies and gentlemen, hiya, fellas.
Hiya,
hiya. Oh, I'm fine. And first off, before welcoming all of you to our Birdseye Open House, I want to tell you that we're as delighted as you are to have George Burns and Gracie Allen on NBC right ahead of us. Couldn't have picked nicer neighbors, could we?
No.
This welcome is not only for me, but also for Robert Emmett Dolan and the orchestra, Ken Lane and the chorus, and all the rest of the Birdseye crew. And we're especially happy because Bill Goodwin, who's with George and Gracie, will pay us a personal visit tonight. And that isn't all. A little later, we're expecting a knock on the door from one of our favorite motion picture stars, Joseph Cotton. So all in all, it's like a pretty big night.
Yes.
But before all those things happen, here's that friendly philosopher of frozen foods, Harry Bonzell.
Hi, Harry.
Yeah, there's always something that comes in ahead of the good stuff, isn't there? Well, Dinah, honestly, it's so good to see you. You know, I'm awfully lonesome these days.
Why?
Well, I just don't seem to meet anybody since the cigarette shortage is over.
Since the cigarette? Harry, what has that got to do with meeting people?
No more cigarette lines. Yeah? Well, Dinah, you may not realize it, but most of the friends I've made in the last few years were people I met in cigarette lines.
Oh. Now, Harry, please. People didn't become that chummy in a cigarette line.
People didn't become that chummy?
In a cigarette line.
They didn't,
no.
Dinah, listen to what happened. If you want to laugh, I'll wait a while.
If they only will.
Yeah. No, well, it's true, Don. Listen to what happened to a friend of mine in a cigarette line.
I'm ready.
This fella got at the end of a cigarette line. Mm-hmm. Standing in front of him was a very attractive girl. They started a conversation. One thing led to another. Mm-hmm. They discovered they both liked the same brand. It was love at first sight.
No kidding.
In line behind them was a judge, and he married them right there. When they reached the counter, they found out that she liked cork tips and he liked plain tips, and a violent argument started. A lawyer standing in line divorced them, and would you believe this, Dinah? She got custody of the cigarettes. This I saw with my own eyes.
Well, if you think you've got problems, Harry, you ought to listen to mine.
Oh, what is it, Dinah?
Well, have you heard? The nylons are going to be back on sale any day now, and I'm stuck with about 100 bottles of liquid stockings.
Oh, that's a problem?
That's a problem.
No, well, look, why don't you paint your house with it?
Well, I did that, Harry. I painted the front of my house with that leg makeup, and believe me, it's no good.
Why?
Every sailor who passes by whistles at my front porch.
Yeah. Well, there's something there, but I've been meaning to tell you, Dinah. I've taken the liberty of inviting somebody over here tonight.
Oh, who is it, Harry?
Well, he's an announcer. He works around the George Burns and Gracie Allen show. It's his first break on Thursday night, and I feel I ought to do a little something for him, you know. He's a nice fella, but a little rough around the edges. And I'm afraid that without the proper guidance, he's liable to bring disgrace upon the announcing profession.
And we wouldn't want that to come about.
Oh, I should say not. There's no telling what might happen to
him. Oh, could even turn out to be another Harry Bonzell.
Yeah, that's it.
Hey, who said that? Bill Goodwin.
Well, Harry Bonzell.
Hello, Bill.
Hello, Dinah. Back, Dinah. So good to see you, ma chérie. Je vous adore et je voudrais de vous, 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 toujours, toujours.
Oh, mon ami. Merci pour le fin de la vie. Vous êtes très charmant et gentil et je vous remercie de mon cœur.
Yeah. Look, as long as you two kids both speak French, where can I get a pair of Paris garters around here?
Harry, Why don't you just run along?
Oh,
now?
Bill, that's not nice. Harry was just telling me how much he wanted to help you.
Well, I don't. It's always that way, Dinah. Whenever a feller wants to help a feller, the feller never lets the feller help the feller who wants to help the other feller.
He's a mighty good pitcher, too.
Who?
Feller.
Oh, now you.
Bill, Harry's trying to help you for your own good. He told me so.
Dinah, never mind. Don't embarrass me. If he doesn't want to listen, it's his hard luck. There are plenty of tips I could give him, but I'll be just as satisfied to leave him in the dark.
Well, thank you.
For what?
I've always wanted to be left in the dark with Dinah.
Oh!
Good one is sharp tonight. Tell me, Harry, truly, though, what is wrong with me?
What is wrong with you?
Start with the first thing.
Oh, this may take a couple of hours. Look, Bill, suppose we just ease into this by starting off with your clothes, for instance. Now that you're on the air on Thursday night, you should dress just like me.
Just like you?
Yeah.
Harry, I refuse to wear button shoes.
Who told him I wore button shoes?
Harry, I don't see why you're criticizing Bill's clothes. I think he dresses very nicely myself.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Well?
Very chic.
She. Well, all right, we'll just skip that and touch lightly on one of your other deficiencies, Bill. For instance, permit me to say that if you were to greet a charming guest star on your show, I don't believe you would even know how to kiss her hand.
Oh, is that so? No. Allow me to demonstrate. Dinah, would you mind?
Well, not at all, Bill.
Hey, Bill, I said kiss her hand!
Harry, mind your own business, will you?
Yeah, oh.
Song in a new setting, and incidentally, my latest Victor recording. I'm in love with you, honey. Say you love me too, honey. No one else will do, honey. Seems funny, but it's true. From the start, honey, bless your little heart, honey. Every day will be so sunny, honey, honey, with you. No one else will do, honey. Seems funny, but it's true. I loved you from the start, honey. Well, bless your little heart, honey. Every day would be so sunny, honey. Honey, when I'm with you.
Well, Bill.
Yes, Harry.
Now that we're alone here, let's cut the kidding and get to work, huh? I think I can help you a lot.
Well, that's awfully decent of you, Harry. After all, I'm working for a new sponsor, Maxwell House Coffee, and I do so want to make good.
Oh.
I do.
You do.
Yes.
Well, now there, Billy boy, don't you worry about it a bit.
Okay.
I think we can fix this fine. We'll start with what I think is most vital, your pronunciation, enunciation, and your diction. Now, suppose you read something.
All right, Harry. Now, listen to this. Folks, when you think of coffee, think of Maxwell House.
William! What are you...
What did I do?
Think where you are, my boy. I need a little patience for this. Remember, you are now one of the elite, Bill. You are a Thursday night announcer.
Oh.
Don't get me wrong. I think your coffee is fine in its place, may I say, but let me, let me hear you on something a bit more, shall we say, classical.
Well, I'm terribly sorry, old man. Let me think.
Yeah.
How about this? Friends, Romans, countrymen, lend me your ears. I come to bury Caesar, not to praise him.
Please, you offend me with this trash. After all, that's I can't stand it. I just can't. You call that stuff classical?
But, Harry, that's by Shakespeare.
Lose my place and you just let me stand here looking for it?
you say?
I thought you memorized it. That's by Shakespeare, what I just said.
Shakespeare Bath.
Shakespeare Bath?
No, look, Bill, here. Yes. Read this bit of prose. Now, this contains passages surpassed by none. And mind you, read it carefully.
Well, I'll do my best, Mr. Von Zell.
Yes.
Here goes. Peas. Peas?
That's what it says, peas. Bird's eye, quick frozen peas. Now, go on, Bill. Go on with
it. Yes, sir. And all the other bird's eye quick frozen foods are delicious, delectable. The finest fruits and vegetables you ever ate.
Yes.
That's because the bird's eye people really know how to grow vegetables and fruits. Prepare and quick freeze them so that they come to you perfect in every detail.
That's right.
Perfectly clean, perfectly delicious, and a cinch to serve.
Bravo. Magnifique. That magnifique.
It's that white type on the white paper, Harry.
I'm just carried away by it all, Bill. After all, that's what I call deathless prose.
That deathless prose?
Yes.
Death, where is thy sting?
Yes. Now, Bill, please. Now, come on, get on with your lesson.
Yes, sir. Take bird's eye peas, for example. Bird's eye not only makes sure you get the best peas grown, carefully cleaned and washed, but they make sure you get only the very tender ones. Oh, Mr. Von Zell.
Yes, William?
Just a teeny word about Maxwell House coffee.
Yes, William. Back to the lesson. Now, come on.
These peas are sorted by a magic separating machine, which makes the large, starchy, overripe peas sink to the bottom and keeps the sweet, tender ones floating to the top.
Oh, William, words of such beauty were never uttered by Byron or Keats.
Well, what about Shelley?
Shelley? Well, my boy, when you buy bird's eye peas, they are already Shelley. Says that right here. Oh, yes, Bill. The care and the perfect results Bird's Eye offers you in their peas is typical of all their vegetables and fruits. That's why after 15 years of preparing and packaging frozen foods, the Bird's Eye name stands for the Better Buy in Frosted Foods. Well, now, William, have you learned your lesson?
Yes, sir.
Have you any questions?
Yes, sir. I've got one question.
Oh, well, what's that?
Don't you agree that Maxwell House coffee is good to the last drop?
That it is. That it is.
gives me great pleasure to introduce a newcomer to our Bird's Eye Open House, one of Hollywood's most distinguished actors, Mr. Joseph Cotten.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Good evening, Miss Shore.
You're welcome, and good evening, Mr. Cotten.
Why must we be so formal, Miss Shore?
I have no idea, Mr. Cotten.
Hiya, Dinah.
Hi, Joe.
Yeah, that's much better. Well, Dinah, at last we meet.
Yes, and you know, Joe, I thought I'd never have the pleasure of meeting you. You're so unlike most Hollywood leading men. There never are any tidbits about you in the gossip columns, and you aren't seen at the Macombo or Cyril's or the Trocadero.
Yes, Dinah, and for a mighty good reason.
What's that?
I'm simply crazy about the Palladium.
Oh, now, please, Joseph Cotten, don't tell me you're interested in ballroom dancing.
Interested? Why, Dinah, among the more experienced female exponents of the Terpsichorean art, I am known as toss them up in the air and catch them on the second bounce Cotten.
Oh, come on, let's forget about Cotton the Hepcat and talk about Cotton the actor. I suppose you're really tired of people asking you how you started your career in show business, but I'd really like to know.
I really loathe talking about my career, Dinah. Pull up a chair, I'll tell you about it. It was a tough struggle, Dinah. Years of work at dramatic schools, stock companies, one-night stands. Then came my big chance, a tryout for the lead in a Broadway show. But imagine my fears when I found also competing for the part a fine actor with tremendous following and years of experience on the Broadway stage, whereas I was but an unknown, inexperienced youth.
But you got the part.
No, he did.
But you didn't give up.
Indeed not. I became his understudy. And I got my break on opening night. I stepped into his part because just before curtain time, he became terribly intoxicated. He drank 6 bottles of scotch.
Well, you certainly were fortunate.
You're not kidding. I got the scotch wholesale.
Joe, I must admit, you've come a long way since those days, and I've enjoyed each of your pictures more than the last.
What do you know? A fan. Thanks, Dinah.
Well, I must confess that in your last picture, I was really thrilled by that scene when you kissed Jennifer Jones.
Oh, that was love letters.
Love letters. Joe, wish you'd do me a favor.
What is it?
How about dropping me a line sometime?
Dinah, I've answered some of your questions. I wonder whether you'd answer one of mine.
With pleasure, Joe. What is it you'd like to know?
Well, I've done most of my work on the stage and in movies, and I'm not very familiar with the workings of radio, so what I want to know is, after I've been invited to guest on your show, just what happens behind the scenes?
Gee, I hardly know where to start. Let's see. Oh, I know. Our sponsor happens to be here right now. Why not speak to him first and see what his ideas are?
Fine.
All right, Mr. Barr. Mr. Barr?
Yes? What is it, Dinah, my dear?
Mr. Barr, our guest star wants to know what you'd like him to do on the show. Mr. Cotten, meet our sponsor, Mr. Barr.
Well, I'm mighty glad to know you, Cotten. Now, don't you worry about a thing, son. Our program goes about like this. The show opens with Dinah singing a beautiful song.
Yes.
Then Von Zell talks about peas. Huh? Then Dinah sings another beautiful song.
Why?
Then Von Zell talks about spinach.
Then Dinah sings... I hate to interrupt, but when do I make my appearance?
Oh, now don't you worry. I'm sure we can squeeze you in between the peas and the spinach.
Mr. Barr, I'm not trying to tell you how to run your program, but wouldn't it give me a little more time for a scene if you'd leave out the spinach?
Leave out the spinach? Young man, how dare you look me in the bird's eye and say a thing like that?
Mr. Barr, all I'm...
Well, I'll be quick frozen. Why, if you try to do
it... Well, Boyd, I'm certainly glad to see you two getting along so well. I know Mr. Cotten knows just what you expect of him now, Mr. Barr.
Yes, good. Nice knowing you, Cotten. See you later. And remember, don't take any wooden spinach.
And now, Joe, I think you ought to meet our director, Mr. J. Chumley Bunker. We're very fortunate to have him. He's had years of experience on some of the most important daytime serials.
Well, did he ever have anything to do with John's other wife?
Well, he tried, but John objected. Mr. Bunker? Mr. Bunker?
Yes, Dinah. What is it?
Mr. Bunker, meet Mr. Cotten.
Glad to know you.
Oh, that will never do. Mr. Cotten, I greatly dislike correcting you this soon. But the proper delivery for that line is, I'm glad to know you.
Terribly sorry, Mr. Bunker. I didn't mean to offend you. I'm glad to know you.
That's much better. Now tell me, what acting experience have you had?
Well, I played for many years on Broadway. I mean, the Broadway stage, and I've played motion pictures for the last 5 years.
That's too bad. But we'll have to make the best of it. Now, Mr. Cotten, before you appear before the microphone, permit me to explain that in radio, as opposed to the cinema and the stage, all of our entertainment stems from the mouth and is directed toward the ear.
What about the nose?
Well, now, that reminds me. Maybe you better meet our writer.
Now we're getting somewhere.
His name is Larry Twick, and he's a comedy writer. I'll call him. Oh, Larry, Larry.
Hold it, Dinah, hold it. I'll be with you in a minute. I'm just making up a joke that I heard Bob Hope do on the air last night. Now, what did you want?
I want you to meet our guest, Mr. Cotten. This is Larry Twick.
I'm glad to know you. Oh, you've already met Bunker. Now, don't ever listen to him.
Tell me, Cotten. You got any jokes?
Jokes? I haven't any jokes.
Oh, that's going to make it tough. Now, let me think. Your name's Cotten. Cotten. Picking Cotten. I ought to be able to get a joke about Cotten.
Oh, I'm quite sure.
Well, if you're that sure, then you get the joke. And now, before I start writing the stuff, tell me a little something about your background.
Well, after I graduated from college...
You graduated from college?
Yes.
Hey, Dinah.
What is it?
What do you know? This week we got a guy who can read.
Well, Joe, now you've met everybody.
And those are the people who put the show together?
That's right.
Well?
Well?
Well, I'd love to be on sometime.
Well, we'd love to have you. Good night, Joe.
Good night, Dinah.
Say, if you're going to do your weekend shopping tomorrow, make a note to take a gander into the Bird's Eye case. I mean for those wonderful, delicious Bird's Eye quick frozen fruits and vegetables. And if perchance you find what you want, and chances are you will, make sure the packages you choose carry the Bird's Eye label. For only then will you be sure you're getting that famous Bird's Eye quality. You see, there are many brands of frosted foods, but only one Bird's Eye. And that's why it pays to be fussy, because there's nothing more delicious than those Bird's Eye frosted foods. They all taste as though you had just picked them out of your own garden. And they're all so easy to prepare. No cleaning, no sorting, just a little boiling and a lot of good eating. So for your own protection, look for that Bird's Eye label. Pretty soon now, you'll be seeing more Bird's Eye foods, for the new crops have been picked, prepared, and quick frozen, and are on their way to your store. So for the better buy in frosted foods, always remember, better buy Bird's Eye.
With my banjo on my knee, I'm a-goin' to Louisiana, my true love for to see. Well, it rained all day the night I left. The weather, it was dry. The sun so hot I froze to death. Susanna, don't you cry. Oh, Susanna, don't you cry for me. 'Cause I come from Alabama with my banjo on my knee. Had a dream the other night when everything was still. Thought I saw Susanna come running down the hill. The buckwheat cake was in her mouth. The tear was in her eye. Says I, I'm coming from the south. Susanna, don't you cry. Oh, Susanna, don't you cry for me. 'Cause I come from Alabama with my banjo on my knee. Oh, Susanna, oh, don't you cry for me. 'Cause I come from Alabama with my banjo on my knee. Oh, Susanna, don't you cry for me. 'Cause I come from Alabama with my banjo on my knee. Oh, Susanna, don't you cry for me.
'Cause I come from Alabama with my banjo on.
Bill Goodwin very much for being with us tonight, and also to tell you that next week our guests will be two very entertaining people, Vera Vague and Cesar Romero. That's next week, mind you, girls, please. Now, before concluding, I have a pleasant little acknowledgement to make. Parents Magazine have awarded a plaque to David Selznick for his integrity in presenting American family life on the screen with honesty and insight, as well as for his exacting standards in the production of films for family entertainment. Joseph Cotton, since you're a friend of Mr. Selznick's, and also since you work for him, would you accept this honor for him?
On behalf of the boss, I'd be delighted to do it. And thank you for inviting me to your Bird's Eye open house. Good night, everybody.
Good night, Joe.
Well, friends, it's been a lot of fun playing parlor games with you tonight, and may we suggest that next Thursday you tune in a half hour earlier to hear our good friends George Burns and Gracie Allen, along with Meredith Wilson and Bill Goodwin. That's 1/2 hour before Bird's Eye Open House, starring Dinah Shore with our special guests Vera Vague and Cesar Romero, along with Robert Emmett Dolan, his orchestra, Ken Lane, his chorus, and lucky little me, too, if I'm lucky. Bird's Eye Open House, starring Dinah Shore, is written by Howard Harris and Sid Zelenka.
Yes, Fido, this is your week to bark. It's National Dog Week. And if Mistress hasn't fed you Gaines, G-A-I-N-E-S, Gaines Complete Meal, well, now's the time to start. For Gaines nourishes every inch of your dog because it contains meat meal, vegetables, cereals, important vitamins and minerals, too. So remember, Fido, during National Dog Week and all year round, speak. Speak for Gaines, America's largest selling dog food. This is the National Broadcasting Company. KFI, Los Angeles. Following transcribed. KFI, Los Angeles. Following transcribed.